Schneiderman said the initial round of awards gives reimbursements to departments in nearly 30 different counties for the purchase of over 1,000 naloxone kits. Since the launch of the program 5 weeks ago, 100 law enforcement agencies have applied for almost 3,300 kits.
We're taking the money from forfeiture money. In cases where we work with the federal government and get money, much of it from, in fact, from drug gangs, we are able to use it for law enforcement purposes, including funding police departments, as we are doing here.
Schneiderman announced that the Gelderland Police Department has become the first department to receive a full reimbursement through the COP program, which was launched April 3rd. The department has already purchased enough naloxone to equip and train its 35 officers and has received $2,100 in reimbursement funds. The AG explains how the antidote works.
It counteracts overdoses of heroin and prescription opioids by getting victims breathing again. The way you die in an overdose is that you stop breathing. And this gets people breathing again, gets time to get them to the hospital, and then we're able to get people into treatment.
Each kit consists of a zip bag or pouch containing two pre-filled syringes of naloxone marketed under the brand name Narcan, two atomizers for nasal administration, sterile gloves, and a booklet on the proper handling of the drug. Gelderland Chief of Police Carol Lawler.
All opiates respond to Narcan. Narcan saves lives. Our paramedics have carried it for years, so why not our police officers?
The cost of a naloxone kit is approximately $60. The shelf life of each kit, approximately 2 years. There is a demonstration video posted at WAMC.org. A.G. Schneiderman says incredibly addictive heroin is now cheaper and stronger than it has ever been.
And some folks relate that to the drawdown of troops in Afghanistan. So there may be some reasons that we can do very little about. It also just seems to have lost its stigma, particularly with young people.
Schneiderman has been relentless in his office's war on drugs. He led the effort to rein in prescription opioid abuse through the creation of iStop, the internet system for tracking overprescribing. Initial figures indicate that iStop has reduced doctor shopping, the practice of going from doctor to doctor to accumulate prescriptions, by 75%. Dave Lucas, WAMC News.